Temp agencies must now give their workers information about equipment, protective clothing, and training before sending them to a workplace. And if the agency offers transportation to and from work, the service should be free of charge. While the final measure overlooked issues such as protection from workplace retaliation and wage parity, supporters say the approved changes are long overdue. Tim Bell is with the Chicago Workers Collaborative, an organization representing temp workers. He says Illinois is now a leading example in the temporary labor industry.
It's one of the few states in the country that really recognizes the changes in the economy and in the labor market. It's one of the few states that recognizes that it's jobs where the conditions are dangerous, there's no security, there's no benefits.
Agencies will also be required to make the effort to place workers into permanent jobs and cover the expenses for background checks and drug tests. I'm Daisy Contreras.